5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Big news for your grandparents. Here it is. Say goodbye to this sound.
Aww.
AOL.
Wow.
How many of you first got on the internet with their free discs everywhere? You could just take some at the mall or the grocery store, or they'd show up in your mail.
Oh, they'd come in the mail every week.
Yeah.
They promise you 7,000 free hours of use in 1 month.
Yep. When I first moved away, when I would come home and stay with my parents, I would want to be on the internet to see if I was missing anything, like, you know, important electronic mails and whatnot.
Yeah.
And they would always have AOL discs sitting there. So I would use their dial up and I would call, disrupt their phone line, sign up for the free, and then cancel it at the airport on the way home. Very convenient. AOL is finally shutting down their online dial up service here in 2025.
I can't believe that you could still use dial up. That's amazing.
It is pretty.
Yeah, I would have thought that still around. I would have thought it had been gone for 15 years at least.
Yeah.
I remember doing stories on it. It's been years now, but like 5-10 years ago, where they were still making like $150 million a year from people subscribing to AOL, which was amazing.
Yeah.
Way after you should be subscribing to AOL. Were you all on AOL? I never.
Oh, yeah.
Other than at my parents' house. I never was.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I had AOL.
That was my first internet experience.
Yeah.
Was through AOL.
Yeah,
did you have an AOL username?
Mm-hmm.
What was it?
I had Steve from New Jersey for a while.
Okay.
I had Lindros 088 because I was a big
hockey fan.
Big Flyers fan. Yeah, then it became Hockey 088 when Lindros was kind of a bust. I had a bunch of them. H Big Daddy.
Was that one of your fake ones so you could go into those other chat rooms and pretend to be like a 40-year-old guy when you were 12?
No, that was in my BMX phase.
Mm. Yeah. What did the H stand for?
Well, it was HB, like capital H, capital B for Hoffman Bikes.
Oh, I thought it was like a homeboy.
Kelly, what was your username?
My mom came up with mine. Y'all made fun of me
for
this.
Was it like Butt Nugget or something?
Oh, yeah.
Butt Nugget.
Yeah, was it?
It was Little Bit.
Little Bit.
And y'all told me that she changed it to Little Bit from Little Bitch.
Yeah.
Well, I believe
we said that
because that was the first thing I thought of when you said that just now. She couldn't afford the C and the H.
Yeah.
What was funny is, obviously, that was taken because by the time I joined the AIM chat rooms, there were already like 3 million people online, which is crazy. So it was spelled LITTELBIT.
Ooh.
Yeah. So that was my screen name when I was in there pretending and to be somebody I wasn't in all those chat rooms.
Howings, what about you?
I don't have any idea if I had, cause I used AOL for dial up, so I probably had an account, but I don't think I ever used it. My earliest email that I remember is Hotmail that I had.
What was your email on that?
That was Earl Boy.
Earl Boy.
Yeah.
The brief era of Chris Early in the morning.
Yeah. So, and I didn't set that up. Our old, intern Mary Ford had set it up. I was trying to get one, and she goes, "Oh, I'll set it up for you." And I go, "Okay." And then
that's
she chose Earl
Boy,
and I go, "I don't really want Earl Boy, but okay, that's fine. I guess I don't care." So I had that for a while, and now,
Maitland, do you know yours? Did you have AOL?
I didn't have AOL. I think I was starting my journey on the internet around later. The time that people were getting off of that and moving on to MySpace and then later Facebook. But same as Hot Wings, my first email was Hotmail. And so my mom helped me come up, helped me make it and everything so I could keep in touch with my friend who was moving away. And I think hers was named after a cereal. Like she called it like Cammy Crunch or something. And so I was like, well, I'm going to make mine a cereal themed one. So it's M Cocoa Puff at hotmail.com. And then I used that to set up my iTunes account and a bunch of other things that I still use today.
Yeah.
So my Apple ID is still M Cocoa Puff. And so sometimes if your phone glitches and you text somebody and it sends from your email instead of from your phone number, I'll get a text that's like, I'm sorry, what happened here? And who is M Cocoa Puff? And I'm like,
I think I've seen that before.
Me.
That's funny.
I think I've seen that before and been like,
Oh my goodness.
Oh boy. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Let's see what Tommy, he's 25. So figured 15 years ago, 2010.
No chance he had any AOL.
No, but what was your first username, Tommy?
My first username?
Or email?
Well, my first username was on Club Penguin and it was Tom Thbom because I forgot the E in the. So it was just
Tom
Tom Thbom.
Yeah. That was for my penguin.
So it was supposed to be Tom the Bomb, but you forgot the E.
Yeah.
That would have been so much more credible.
Tom Thbom.
And then
Tom the Bomb.
My first email was the one I use today, which is the one I use for everything. But I have a similar situation that Maitland has is because when my parents got us our phone, they made our iCloud for us. And to this day, my iCloud is McNeilBoys at iCloud.com. So
at least it wasn't disappointing twin.
Yeah.
That would have been a real bummer.
Yeah. So
the least favorite.
Yeah. So I, to this day, like have the same situation where if it glitches, I'll get McNeilBoy. And I'm like, I have all my pictures on this, so I can't get rid of it. But
sort of trapped at some point, aren't you?
Yeah.
It does sort of feel like that.
Yeah, because it's a lot of work to get that all switched over. But man, I love Tom Thbom.
That's a good one.